Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Kill this.
Birdie num num.
Hello.
Birdie num num.
Check one, check two. What's up, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of the Birdie Num Num Podcast. Hanji Manik Tala here. Hope you are having a good week. I myself am having a decent week. I hope everyone is taking care on this worldwide lockdown, quarantine, making the most. And I am trying to make the most of not only this day, this week, this month, but also this year. As you can tell, this week on the podcast, I want to talk about something that actually is very apt right now for the current situation of the coronavirus, of the lockdown, of the quarantine, is, of course, my year, bum, 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 off of alcohol. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, friends and family, I have just completed 365 days of no drinking, no alcohol. I quit smoking also about 355 days ago. And I also quit sugar for about 9 months, but mainly this week, because we have a nice open dialogue, you and I, every week on the BNN, is, of course, I want to talk about my life before and after drinking. Now, if you are a drinker, I must say to start off, I love beer, I love whiskey, I love going out with friends in my 20s, and even a good part of my 30s, I've loved going to the clubs and acting a fool and being at bars and all that stuff. I hear ya, you know, the fans of the Dan Bilzerian, Blitzerian, or the music videos, or the high-flying Honey Sing Life, whatever it may be, I understand, and I am not telling you in this podcast to waste hey, stop drinking and hustle and work hard and any of that stuff. That is not the approach I want to take, because you and I know that is not how I do things here. And this is my first podcast, by the way, from the USA. I am at my buddy Ferhan's place here in Hollywood. We are quarantining over here, and he has a nice little room where I am recording the podcast. So I'd be curious. Let me know, guys. Do I sound better or worse? Does the sound make any difference? So, yes. Now, a little background. As I said before, I love drinking. If you drink, all my friends drink. I still go out to the bars and the clubs, but I have Diet Coke and stuff. So if you drink, more power to you. I love it. My wife drinks. My brother drinks. My family drinks. All my friends drink. We just had a birthday party for a friend of mine recently. Drank it up. Good stuff, right? And when I decided over a year ago that I needed to take a break off alcohol, little backstory. You know, I'm not an alcoholic. I never was an alcoholic. No one ever in my life had told me, hey, calm down. Nobody had ever said you have a problem. My brother, of course, was like, hey, tone down on those rolly cigarettes that you make. But, you know, I was never like, I didn't have a problem. I would drink on the weekends, and here's something funny. Some of us do. I would basically tell myself I'm not going to drink Monday through Thursday, but I'm only going to drink Friday, Saturday. But then pretty much I would make up on that Friday and Saturday for all the other days by having like 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 whiskey, maybe 20, 5, 10 whiskeys over the course of Friday and Saturday, a couple of beers here and there, a little 2 a.m. Empire kebabs or burritos or whatever, right? So I never once had a problem with drinking, and I'm sure most of you, if you do have a serious problem with alcoholism, I know many comedians who do. You know, I urge you to listen up to this podcast for sure, but this is not my intended audience, okay? For me, the decision was, now, about 3 years back, what I had always wanted to do was, you know, I felt alcohol wasn't really controlling me or consuming me, but I felt for me continuously consuming it, I wasn't actually living up to the potential I knew that I was capable of. And not like in a cheesy way and not like in like a high and mighty, dude, I have morals, I have no morals, but I just wanted to see what else I could do and what else I could do with my time. And about 2-3 years ago, I kind of, right around the time I met my lovely wife, more than 3 years ago, what am I saying? You know, I was like, I want to try to be the best person I can be. So I started taking e-learning courses, Udemy, Coursera, these things, started watching a ton. YouTube tutorial and chill were my evenings, you know, because now I'm all about watching these like 40-minute videos on how to run Facebook ads or how to do something interesting or how to do marketing or how to learn, you know, Python, whatever. And so I was kind of in that zone, and I was still going out on the weekends and proud of myself that I did a 4-hour course today or whatever, because yes, I'm a stand-up comedian. Yes, I make videos. Yes, I do this podcast. But most comedians, especially in India, and I'm not taking any names, not trying to attack them, but they're very lucky. And most comedians worldwide also are very lucky that they can still earn some bit of money, but there's so many hours in a day. And I don't know a single comic, I've been doing this over 10 years, who writes 24 hours a day. No, it's a lot of wasted time in the mornings, right? So I was taking these courses, listening to podcasts, and I listened to some podcast, the Superhuman podcast or something. I bought a course basically about improve your memory, because for stand-up comedy, I always had a hard time remembering my next joke and I would look at my hand and the audience would lose confidence. So I was like, let me try to buy these like memory courses and speed reading courses. Bought that, went about through half of it, heard this guy had a podcast, downloaded the podcast. When I went to the gym on the elliptical, the faffiest workout ever, I decided, okay, let me listen to one of these podcasts. And he had a guy on there, some Australian dude, who was talking about, you know, how he quit drinking, almost running on 4 or 5 years now. And every year for the last few years, I've had a challenge to myself where I would quit alcohol for 30 days. Because in stand-up comedy and maybe in your career in IT or office happy hours, and not Corona time right now, but you know, in general, there's a lot of going out and you drink because you're bored, you want something in your hand, you need something to do with your fingers, whatever. And so I thought, all right, I want to listen to this guy, what he had to say. And he basically said something that struck a chord with me, which I am now passing on to you, as well as the kind of results of my 1 year experiment, which was, and I still haven't drank, by the way. So I'm recording this now about 10 days later. So it's actually almost 375 days. And so he was like, dude, alcohol, I never had a problem with it either. It just wasn't, it was holding me back. The opportunity cost of drinking was holding me back. And that really kind of stirred in my head. And when I was hearing it, I was on that 30-day challenge, right? Where I was like at day 20 and it had already been like however long. And then I thought, dude, huh, okay, interesting. My wedding was coming up, so I got smashed. I continued drinking, reset that 20 days back to zero. And then it just kind of like, it was always floating around there. And so I was like, okay, you know, the last few years since 2016, I've been quitting alcohol for about 30 days out of the year. And then I would go crazy the rest of the year on the weekends. Again, nothing crazy, like alcoholic wise, but crazy in the sense like party hard, you know? And then I was like, well, I'm not addicted to drinking. But you know, there used to be a time when I was younger, when I was 18, 19, where I wouldn't drink, but I would have just as much fun with my friends. We would stay up late till 3 or 4 in the morning. We would talk, we would hang out, we would laugh. And you know, you get older, you kind of lose that boyish innocence, that happy-go-lucky charm, whether through relationships or drugs or school or real life or family or whatever. You know, life basically knocks you down. And so for me, I was like, okay, you know, I'm married now. I'm looking after more than just myself. I'm happy the way things are going, but I know deep down, I know they could go a lot better. And I know I have a lot to learn, and I don't want to just do the same jokes that I've been doing the last 4 or 5 years for the same corporate shows. And I'm making okay money, but you know, is this all there is? And I feel a lot of people, you know, you're making 30, 40, 50,000 US or 20, 30 lakhs, or even six figures, 100K, 200K. And you know, you worked 4 hours that day, you sent a couple of emails, you reviewed a couple of PowerPoints, you woke up early at 5 a.m. to answer the email, so you looked like you were working. But so many of us know that we are operating not at the peak that we used to operate. And for me, especially because my wife is studying for her USMLEs to take those again, even though she was a working doctor in India, I see her studying, you know, 7, 8, 9 hours a day. So I have nobody to hang out with anyways during the day. So I was like, all right, wow, dude, I am going to decide to quit booze. Like, if things are going well, but you know, there's that quote, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. So I was like, what's the one constant the last 10 years that I haven't changed? You know, I've tried being vegan, I've tried being vegetarian, I quit some of the stuff for a month here and there. You know, I lost weight, gained weight, you know, used dating apps, didn't use dating apps, tried dressing like this, doing these jokes, these videos, these editing, but what's something I've not really stopped doing? And that was drinking. So I made a promise to myself on the day one of our favorite comedy clubs, Take Five, aka Fidang, before it closed, had shut down. The owner was like, hey, I'm giving you guys all free alcohol tonight, big party. And I was like, all right, that's the night. That's the night I'm stopping. Went there, got smashed. And the next day, I was like, all right, let's do this, you know? And my whole rationale for quitting booze which may resonate with some of you. For some of you else, maybe like, nah, work hard, party hard. I don't believe in that shit. But my rationale was this, okay? It was, I know in my heart of hearts that, you know, if I go meet a friend, harmless, hey man, let's catch up at 8:30 at so-and-so bar in Bangalore or wherever, that turns into 8:30 to about 11. We're drinking and bitching and complaining and gossiping and not really doing anything, but we're just having conversation, hanging out, as the youngsters say. And then, you know, at 11 o'clock, I eat something unhealthy. I shouldn't. I have like 5 cigarettes along the way because we're out. It's loud. And when you drink, what else do you want to do? And, you know, I come home at midnight, 1 o'clock, 2,000 rupees, $35, whatever, poorer, I guess you could say. I'm eating the same junky bar food and then falling asleep, all those calories, all those things. And I've literally wasted, you know, 8 p.m. to 1 a.m., you know, almost 25% of my full day. And more than that, my waking hours, you know, basically doing nothing productive. And, you know, so many of us like to make these plans when we're at bars and, oh, we should do this, or why is that person doing that? But we actually never do anything aside from just going to the bars and talking about it. And I have so many friends, I've done this for years. So I was like, let me just see what stopping alcohol could do. And I gotta tell you, man, like the opportunity cost of drinking is pretty high. Not from like a, look, if you can control your alcohol, I can control my alcohol. I get it, completely get it. But the time that you drink mindlessly, and catch up with the same friends you caught up with a week ago, it could be so much better utilized. You know what I mean? The money that you spend, dude, it's so funny. Like I would buy my friends drinks all the time, as you may buy a random girl a drink or a random dude a drink, or, you know, you're out with buddies and the friend of a friend has a friend who's visiting from the US. I mean, hey, what do you guys want? Oh, it's cool. I'll get this round. And he never gets a second round, but you just throw 600 bucks like that right away, right? And so 600 rupees, I mean, right? And so you just forget it. And as I was growing up, also, there'd be so many things that I'd be seeing of learn digital marketing and spend $5 here or download this ebook or take a podcasting course or whatever. And I would never spend money online for these things. And these are like the cost of a beer. You know what I mean? These are the cost of freaking 6 Cokes at your grocery store. And I was just fundamentally against it. And even if it was a risk or a scam, what is $5-$6? What is 200-300 rupees? 400 rupees, whatever, in the long run, because we throw so much time and money away going out, you know, and being in happy hours that we don't really realize what we could be doing instead. So that was my thing. I was like, how can I enjoy my life without drinking? Number one, it was as simple as that, because if I can't, I got a problem. You know what I mean? Like if I cannot find a way to, like, life is not just having beer, because like I feel for most of us, it's not the beer that we like so much. Beer is tasty, especially after a long day. Oh, have that nice crack open the can, you know, hear the fizzing sound, pour it in a glass. I used to love Hefeweizen-y wheat sort of beers and all that sort of stuff. But that whole thing after a long day, I would love. After a good show, or hell, even a bad show, I would love. You know, after a long week, for sure, I hear you, right? But I found myself doing that so consistently that I was like, man, this is the only constant that I'm aware of, you know, and I need to find a way to replace that and see, could I, you know, if bars are so amazing, if you just take away the beer, would you stand there in the loud, crowded bar just with the promise of the opposite sex or same sex or whatever? Would you really be into that so much, you know? And I credit the fact that I got married where I didn't have a urge to be out or feel alone all the time, where I was like, all right, she's busy on her laptop, you know, how can I use my time? Because the other poison a lot of times is just watching streaming video after streaming video. Dude, I put on Twitter something that resonated with a lot of you, where I was like, hey, if you're just using this lockdown time to just watch every single show on Netflix, you're failing lockdown. This might be worse than Corona, because you've just been given 4 weeks to basically chill at home. And for those of you who work from home at your corporates, I know things are slow. All these freaking, hey, we're on Zoom. Hey, nobody gives a shit about your Zoom screenshot, by the way. Like, I'm glad you think I want to see 18 blurry boxes from a freaking Times Now. I mean, if I wanted to see that, I would watch Times Now. Number one, that's probably more entertaining. but nobody cares. All right. Like, I have not been invited to a Zoom call maybe for that reason. Do I have no friends? I don't know. So, you know, it was like, there's just so many things I know I could be doing with this time. So I made it, you know, I told myself I would do it. And I've not really been talking about it much to a lot of you. I've not really been like bragging about how I'm fit fam fabulous and hashtag clean eats and all that shit, because that's annoying. Okay. No, but I was doing this for me, not for a freaking pat on the back. All right. And I got to tell you, man, it was difficult for sure. I was invited to a lot of things, a lot of weddings where there was free alcohol, of course. I'm so glad I did this after my wedding. I got to tell you, it wasn't easy at times. There were definitely times where my friends, just a week ago, I had already passed 365 days. My friends were like, come on, have a shot for me. It's been so long. What's one shot going to do? But here's the thing, dude. Even your closest friends and family oftentimes don't realize, like, when I used to force my friends to have a shot with me, I was forcing it on them so I would feel better about having that shot. You know what I mean? Like, come on, dude, just one more, because I know I want one more, dude. I would do this with my wife when we were dating. I was like, hey, you want a drink? And she's like, eh, I don't know if I should. It's Thursday. Like, what's the point? And I'd be like, come on, dude. And she's like, all right, fine. And then we'd have a good time, whatever. But it would kind of make me feel better. So it was difficult. I would say, surprisingly, it wasn't difficult the first 2-3 months. Like, it was hard, but it wasn't like impossible. Then I kind of got into a groove and I replaced that going out time with, you know, learning and watching shows I liked and reading blogs. I redid my entire website. I increased like half my Google rankings. Like, I made zero money, but I started making some money by redoing my SEO and, you know, ads on my website and YouTube and all that stuff. This podcast, thank you guys, has, you know, I started this 2 years ago, gave up after like a month, didn't touch it for 8 months. And now I've been at it pretty much every week. And wow, we are doing great, like passing hundreds of thousands of downloads and listeners and subscriptions. And it was never in my wildest dreams. Thank you, Spotify, by the way, for sending all these listeners, you know, and it's just been a blessing, dude. So, yeah, finally, you know, it got really difficult probably around month 10, because I was like, dude, because I still thought I was going to start again. You know what I mean? I was still like, all right, I'm going to get there. And once I hit 365 days a year, I'm going to do it. I'm going to, you know, have that drink. I'm going to take a picture and take that shot of whiskey and have that beer. But no, man, I surprisingly, by month 11, I was completely over it. And there's been so many positives, not in a cheesy way, because I'm not telling anybody to stop drinking. Enjoy yourself. You work hard, you study hard, you celebrated your graduation or your job, have that beer. Okay. I'm just telling you, please, in the long run, learn the opportunity cost of drinking or of too many meetings or going to chill too often at people's houses instead of doing the things you could be doing with your time. I'm not saying be a hermit, be an introvert. If you're an introvert, that's fine. But I'm not saying just sit at home quietly. I'm just saying, like, dude, society has confused most of us, because when you think of, like, dude, look at typical marketing, all right? Like, I was looking at, I was taking this online course from Digital Marketer or one of these guys. And basically what a lot of people do is they sell features, right? So they sell, like, this camera has 18 megapixel. Indians were notorious for this. Like, ooh, 19 megapixel LCD finder and, you know, ergonomical design and AMOS sensor, whatever, whatever. But nobody gives a shit about that. Most customers don't give a shit about that. What they care about is, if you have this camera, you will, you know, capture your son playing football and scoring the goal, and you'll be the hero in your neighborhood, you know? So, like, the camera advertisement is not, hey, you know, best megapixels. It's, hey, capture the memories that count, or make your son smile, or whatever. And so I was taking this course, and these guys said something like, for example, there's a company called Slack, I think. I'm not too sure what Slack does, but I've heard of it. It's like a chat app within corporate intranets or project teams. So instead of 95 WhatsApp groups, it's like different groups, and you can share documents, and it's like SharePoint for the WhatsApp generation or something. Correct me if I'm wrong. Please comment in the video or email me or DM me what Slack is exactly. But long story short, they showed Slack could say all these things, intranet, secure messaging, yada, yada. But you go to their website, it's just Slack, you know, say goodbye to email, or Slack, take control of your inbox or whatever. And so now you associate Slack with less email, clearer mind, sharper focus, etc. And what the alcohol companies do, what the tobacco companies do, and you may not realize it, because even though I knew it, don't do drugs, and they just want to show you pretty girls and athletes, you know, Budweiser, this, that, whatever. But you subconsciously realize that drinking is part of being in your 20s, and drinking is working hard and making money and pretty women and stuff. And even if you say you don't realize it, I mean, it's something that's so deep rooted that, you know, it doesn't hit you immediately. So I started to notice this, because the funny thing was, about 4 months into it, I would still go meet my friends at the bars and the clubs. And I would be like, yo, let's keep hanging out till midnight or 1 o'clock, because I'm finally talking to people. Really, like, I'm not, dude, especially in India, so many like bar conversations, like, hey, oh, you getting drunk. And like, that's all you guys have talked about all evening. So, yeah, man, like, my conversations and friendships, not only did they get better, they got more productive. And by not drinking, you know, with time and with the money I was saving and spending on courses and other things that were way more productive. I bought like a $400 course on freaking learning how to rank higher on Google and stuff like that. And I was like, dude, does anyone do this? Like, you try to justify a purchase by how you didn't do something else. So I was like, all right, if I'm spending 20,000 rupees on this e-course, that is, anyways, if I was drinking, I would have spent 2,000 rupees a night. So that's basically 10 nights. And I've already avoided 40 nights of not drinking. So this was just money I was going to spend on alcohol anyways. And that's kind of an interesting thing, that I started justifying a lot of my purchases, whether it's software licenses or a new camera I definitely need. But like, I started doing that. And as I was doing that, I was getting way more return on my investment from better stuff on my website, more contracts, you know, sold the podcast to Amazon last year, which was a blessing, you know, the old podcast, Global Comedian, check that out on Audible. So there's just been so many like things I never knew. And I'm not telling you to quit alcohol. I'm just telling you, man, if you cannot go a Friday or Saturday without having a beer in your hand, not because you physically need it for the enzymes or the addiction, but just because you don't know what else you could do with that time, that might be a problem. You know, if you're having a beer while working with Elon Musk, I know he loves drinking whiskey after you just worked 98 hours, for sure. You know, enjoy that beer, because he's not going to let you drink that beer again for like 9 more months till the freaking Falcon Heavy launches again or whatever, right? But if you're just living in that mediocrity, and again, that's been the biggest thing for me, was, dude, I know for a fact I'm capable of so much more. I know for a fact, not only can I be a really good stand-up comedian, I can learn freaking Facebook advertising and podcast marketing and filmmaking and writing and on-page SEO, off-page SEO, and freaking audio editing and like so many other things. And with like, that's what I've been doing in the evenings, as opposed to having the same conversations upset that me thinking stand-up comedy is the only thing I can do. And ironically, the fact that I've been substituted, dude, here's what a lot of comics say, and maybe a lot of doctors or maybe a lot of filmmakers or whoever, they're like, oh, there's just no time. You know, I just don't have, yeah, you know, I should post more on Instagram, but, you know, I just want to make stuff. I want to make a web series that no one's going to watch because I don't know how to promote it on Instagram eventually. And this person says this while being at freaking a bar from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. 3 times a week. Well, I think you have time if you're doing that, to do this. You know what I mean? Like, I think you have time if you're a doctor and you're not sure if this is exactly what you wanted to do, but you're like, oh, I should start a YouTube channel about health tips or fitness tips or diet tips. But I'm not sure. By the way, I have an idea for those of you who follow me on Instagram, you might know my wife is killing it. And I have an idea to make because she's a great cook. So I want to make a YouTube cooking channel for her, like Curly Docs. Cool recipes, and she's vegetarian, but let me know if you think that's a good idea, if you'd watch that or not. I'm just generally curious. So yeah, so the opportunity cost of drinking was way more than the hangovers or the calories. And look, I'm not even, dude, there are so many obvious benefits that you've heard 1,000 times. Yes, I lost weight in over a year. I probably lost like 9 or 10 kilos just by doing nothing different but stop drinking. I quit smoking just because I didn't have a need to smoke because I wasn't getting drunk. Went to a couple of raves and you know what they do there, but didn't touch any of that stuff. No chemicals, nothing. And it's just like, dude, it sounds so cheesy, but I feel like I woke up after like 10 years, like kind of in like the 20s and like, whoa, I forgot that's the zone I was in before I turned 21, where I was like, dude, the amount of work you do from like 16 to 21, where you're like freaking killing it for your SATs or your college exams and you're juggling like 95 things and then you get to college and then you finish, you start drinking, you get that job, and then your potential just kind of gets like flat. Like, because now you thought you were going to work on every part of this camera if you got a job at Canon, but all that's expected of you is just work on the instruction manual. And you're like, whoa, I could do so much more, but you're actually happy you're getting paid to just work a couple of hours a day or not do 50 other things. Now you realize they have 800 other employees who are going to help with these things. And you settle into this like minimal viable product, bare sort of mediocrity of your career and yourself. And for me, it's like now since I don't have time to just drink and be mediocre and eat freaking cupcakes, which I've been eating so many cupcakes since I got back to America because it's lockdown. What do you do? That's been the kind of hidden blessing for me. Like, I'm just kind of like taking control, man, you know? So the other benefit, dude, is this whole corona thing. You know what I mean? Like, everyone is like lockdown, and oh, I want to go out. But I've been living the lockdown life, aside from the comedy shows and the corporate shows and the work, and when I have to go out for a shoot or something, or grocery shopping, or my wife and I, or whoever want to grab dinner. I've been doing this pretty much for the last year anyways, you know? Like, I've not been going out every Friday, Saturday. I've not had a need to, like, dude, like, I love eating out at restaurants to avoid takeout at restaurants because I think Swiggy and all these guys, the condensation of the food gets really big. Dude, why are you ordering momos that are, or a dosa, freaking dosa, like coming in like a thing where it's all wet and soggy and it's like, hey, it's like a zombie like coming out when you open it. But like this quarantine has really not, yes, you know, unfortunately I don't want to go near some of my, you know, like my parents or other people as often, and I'm very cautious. But aside from that, logistically, or you know, in a time pass sort of thing, I've been doing exactly what I was doing before. I wake up early because obviously when you don't drink, you just end up sleeping better and waking better. And it's not like an instantaneous thing. It's just kind of like something that you gradually slide into. And yeah, I open my laptop. I'm not restless. I'm not freaking like antsy. Most people work like a couple of hours a day. They mentally check out by 4 o'clock and then they go kill those brain cells by 7 o'clock. I did it for 15 years. I get it. All right. So I urge you, anybody who's listening to this podcast, again, do not freaking, don't stop drinking. Okay. If you have stopped drinking, let me know, but I don't want to lecture you. Dude, if I had my wedding next week, I would for sure be like, we're having a full ass bar and people are getting hammered because I'm not going to be that guy. But please know, dude, that like, you know, there's only you, you know what I mean? And only you know your true potential. And only you know, could I have done a better job? Could I have studied harder? Could I have exercised more? And I think, I'm not saying beat yourself up. I'm not saying be a critic. But, you know, I actually, you hear all this, oh, self-love and you're beautiful and, you know, love your body. And yeah, dude, for sure. Don't fat shame, don't body shame. But there's nothing wrong with wanting the best appearance for yourself, best emotions for yourself. And yeah, you are, dude, if you were to take your brain, record your thoughts and hear what you say to yourself, you'd be like the biggest shit talking friend you've ever known, but talking about yourself. You're an asshole, you're an idiot. So I'm not saying do that, but if you feel like there's something that is not clicking exactly, or you feel like you could be so much further ahead, or you live that myth that you can only do one thing. Dude, I know so many doctors right now who are doing stand-up comedy and doing well. My wife is a doctor. Freaking, I was an engineer at Accenture and I did comedy for 5 years while still working there and still being promoted faster than the ones who didn't have part-time passions or hobbies or families. Freaking Atul Khatri, my good friend, comedy or politics aside, he works harder with 2 kids and a full-time IT company that he used to own than most junior comedians, right? Who are just freaking stoners doing 5 minutes a day of comedy at night. Because it's a myth, it's a lie, okay, that you can only do one thing. And the sooner, one way to uncover that myth for me was to quit alcohol for a year. And I might quit for longer, dude. I don't know. Like, I'm not saying I won't. I'm sure, dude, you know, if we have kids, wife doesn't know about this part, you guys. But if we have kids, you know, maybe I'll crack open that beer or have that cigar or whatever. But it's been a blessing for me. I urge anyone, maybe, you know what? I'm not telling you to quit alcohol, but if you can't go a Friday or Saturday without having a beer in your hand, and hey, maybe right now for the Indian listeners, because beers are going for like 700 rupees on the black market because of lockdown or whatever, maybe this is coming at a great time because you have already gone 5-10 days without drinking. And maybe that's a blessing because you realize, oh, wow, Saturdays are a bit different, but I like this. I feel like how I enjoyed myself when I was 19, or I'm talking to my mom again, or I'm talking to my family again. So, you know, every week we talk about, you know, how to make other, and I myself am one, other boring office people more creative, or just kind of explore other avenues, or just get better at their careers or their families or stand-up comedy or filmmaking or whatever. And yeah, dude, I really think if you just jump off the sauce a little bit, just a little bit, you know, it's interesting. Try it for a day, try it for a week. Don't try it at all, but just know you don't got to be at the bar till 2 a.m. every time, or you don't got to have the same BS conversations with the same few people. And if you're lonely or if you have no other friends but your drinking friends, I mean, I'm not saying that's fine. It's not a bad thing. We've all been there, but, you know, find a way to replace those habits. You know what I mean? So there's so many mastermind groups and other things, and you can meet people on a Friday night, you know, if you want to meet a girl, a guy, or other friends who have hobbies and interests, filmmaking or bird watching or God knows, fitness, whatever. But don't live this myth that the only way to pass your time on the weekends is to get smashed or to even have a couple of drinks. Because what I will tell you, if you want all those things that they promise you in the commercials for Seagram's CDs or Club Soda, you know, if you want the girls and the party and the money, the best way to get there is to not wake up at freaking 1 p.m. after having freaking chicken curry at 2 a.m. because you had 9 beers. The best way to get there is, you know exactly where I'm going. So that's it for this week, everyone. I'm not going to talk about this too much more on any other podcast, but I've had a great year. Especially thanks to you guys who have kept listening and keep, please subscribe and, you know, write a nice review. Would love it. iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, whatever. But I really appreciate you guys. This podcast has really helped me, in this year, and I thank you so much, and I'll see you guys next week. Birdie num num. Birdie num num. A birdie num num.